In Afghanistan over the weekend, dozens of girls and young women were killed in an attack outside a school for girls in Kabul. Is this a sign of what's to come as U.S. forces withdraw? Here's NPR's Dia Hadid.
Sayyid al-Shuhada School in Kabul was once a cheery place with a donated library and colorful murals. Then attackers struck. Mohammad Hassan raced to the scene, searching among the dead and wounded to find his 17-year-old daughter, Tahira. He found her here at the Muhammad Ali Jinnah Hospital. She's in shock.
She laughs and then she cries for an hour. She hits herself. She says the attack keeps coming back to her.
The Taliban once banned girls from attending school in Afghanistan. In the two decades since they were toppled, activists, officials, and donors have tried to close the gap by building schools and making them safe for girls. So this attack was particularly devastating.
I think I felt like my heart fell down off my chest. This war is now so brutal that no one is safe, nothing is safe, the schools are not safe.
Fereshta Karim operates 5 mobile libraries in Kabul. She wants to empower Afghan children through education.
I have a moral dilemma right now. Should we ask children to go to school when the schools are not safe for them? Can we do that?
Many Afghan parents may well want to keep their girls home after this. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, and the Taliban deny any involvement. Following the bombing, they announced a 3-day ceasefire for the upcoming holiday to mark the end of Ramadan. But that ceasefire is just for 3 days. And as American and foreign forces withdraw, Afghans fear their country is plunging into a more intense and complicated conflict.
The Afghan war is entering into a new phase. It is going to be a bloody, multi-layered warfare, which will have elements of proxy war, civil war, and now a sectarian element.
Tamim Hassi is the founder and executive chairman of the Kabul-based think tank, the Institute of War and Peace Studies. And he says these girls were not just targeted because they're girls, but because they're Shiite Muslims and an ethnic minority. The Hazara people have been targeted by Sunni extremists in the past. And the sectarian attack, Hassi notes, comes at a perilous time because there's no turning back for American and foreign forces. They're leaving. Michael Kugelman is a South Asia senior associate at the Wilson Center.
That threat emanating from Afghanistan is not sufficiently strong to warrant U.S. forces staying. As horrific as this attack was, this is not the type of thing that would cause the U.S. To change course, because these are attacks that target Afghans.
In the meantime, some of the girls wounded in the attack are defiant. Even as father, Mohammad Hassan, worries over his daughter Tahira in the hospital, she says she's got a message for her sisters. She says, don't bow down to this oppression. Continue school. She says she's going back too, as soon as she can. Dia Hadid, NPR News.